medium tempo is not the funnest thing to play. You almost feel like you're riding a bicycle when you're playing a banjo or riding a bicycle too slow. And when you feel better if you go a little faster, and the gyroscopic effect would take over and kind of keep you standing up a little bit more straight. But that one has enough rhythm right built into it so that it tends to keep the rhythm together. So when Hot Rise would play songs like 99 Years and One Dark Day and a bunch of other medium tempo songs, Life's Too Short, I'd end up finding myself playing in that style rather than the individual note style of roll. Just something that came along. And then, and I might mention for anybody here who is aspiring in any way to to being a performer in music, if you find anything unique that people might ask you about, like what Greg is doing, I mean, as soon as I heard that, it's like, duh, what's that guy doing? And there's a whole bunch of people, really amazing players at this banjo contest, but he was the one I found most interesting there because he had this other thing going. And it's hard to, you can't just sit there and decide you're gonna come up with something that's that unique and different. And so what you have to do is just go about your business, and once in a while when something weird happens, like the three-legged dog, that's a great story. When the three-legged dog gets you going and you sit there and something happens and you say, you know, this not only sounds good, but it's different. That is really cool. It's a lot, it's gonna get you a lot further down the road than just learning some wonderful break by J.D. Crowe and copying it. That's not gonna get you very far down the road as a performer. You know, it's fun, it sounds great, but it's not unique. Anyway, let's move over to Doc Cullis and get him to play us something that's interesting and different, or not, just something that sounds good.
Well, for those of us whose musical thought is largely derivative, I don't think I've had a creative musical idea in years, it's important to learn to steal. And
spoken as a true doctor.
Anybody that does not have a copy of the amazing Slow Downer, get it.
Tell what that is.
All right, this is a computer program. My fiddle player bought this $1,000 Sony machine, you know, we put in one CD and slow it down. Well, I spent $40. You can put in any CD, you can slow it down. You don't even have to tune to it. You can tune it to you if you want to. And it's really a great aid because,
it's a program called the Amazing Slowdowner.
It's from ronimusic.com, RONIMUSIC, if you're ready, but C if you're ready. And it's a great program. I do not envy the young testosterone. I expect the young guys to play faster. What I envy is their ear. When somebody has a better ear, I want to steal that leg. And so this allows me to get it. Now,
is everybody hearing his speaking well enough? You're not speaking that close to the microphone.
I need to eat the mic.
Nope. Just drag the whole thing over there.
Oh, okay. Now that I can talk sexy. This is my black thing. I grew up with a fiddle player, and you know, it's hard to break them in. First, you got to get them off booze, and that takes a long time. And I've got this one for 60 years. Next year will be 60 years we've been playing together. So you kind of have to learn fiddle tunes. And when I heard Bill Keith, I was, of course, amazed because I was a Scruggs snob all my life until Bill came along. And now all of a sudden you can play eighth notes. And I enjoyed playing Monroe stuff and I enjoy playing fiddle tunes. So let's try something like Wheelhouse.